It's time for the Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox, where this week the title is Trumpets, Bugles and Tubas, which in itself is a bit of a strange title, but rest assured that it's not going to be 30 minutes of samples of reed rangs. Anyway, let's get the ball rolling, and to start, it's the trumpet. The toy trumpet, to be precise, written by Raymond Scott, who of course gave us other jazz standards such as Powerhouse and Twilight in Turkey. But that trumpet tune is the one we're hearing this time, and it's being played by Reginald Dixon. You guessed it, at the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. Reginald Dixon and the Toy Trumpet. Now time for a tune that needs almost no introduction. A good, solid classic, written by Jeremiah Clarke in around 1699. It's The Trumpet Voluntary. Now I feel this solid tune needs solid reeds, so let's go to the ABC Plymouth and its Compton in the capable hands of Dudley Savage.
Thank you.
bit voluntary, solid tune, solid reeds, and some very solid playing by Dudley Savage on the ABC Plymouth Compton. After that rather sort of stiff upper lip kind of tune, let's have some fun with some jazz. And that means it's none other than Brian Rodwell at the keys, who on this occasion is really letting his hair down on the Exfort touring Moller during its time in Holland. Here's a breathtaking arrangement of Harry James's Trumpet Blues and Cantabile. Well, if that didn't get you doing a boogie around the living room, then there's no hope. Brian Rodwell, and what a track that is. Well, after all of that, I think you might be in need of a lullaby. So here's a trumpeter's lullaby, which was written by Leroy Anderson in 1949 and played today by Chris McPhee on the Capri Theatre Wurlitzer in Adelaide.
Thank you.
Chris McPhee with that lovely Leroy Anderson lullaby. Time now for the trumpets to step aside and let the bugles take centre stage. Here's another Anderson number from 1958, being played by Hector Oliveira on the John Dickinson High School Kimball when it was just 28 ranks. Here's the Bugler's Holiday. Maestro Hector Oliveira with the Bugler's Holiday. Now, last week you heard Lou Williams play the next tune, so sorry to say you're going to hear it again. But not played by Lou, this time it's Ron Rode. Here's the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B.
Thank you.
Ron Road having some boogieing fun on the Wurlitzer in the Organstop Pizza restaurant in Mesa. Let's keep the tempo high for the next and last bugle tune, The Bugle Call Rag, which was written in 1922 by Jack Pettis, Billy Mayers and Elmer Schobel. It's a great standard and there's so many recorded versions I had a hard time choosing, but settled on this version, recorded by Nicholas Martin on the Turner's Wurlitzer. The Bugle Call Rag, played by Nicholas Martin on the Turner's Wurlitzer. Well, we've had the trumpets and the bugles. It's time now for the tubas. A song with a silly name deserves a silly arrangement. So here is The Free Sons, which was a rhythm combo of its day, with Ray Bohr on the New York Paramount Wurlitzer, with a tune called When Yuba Plays the Rumba on the Tuba. Thank you. Now, what I want to know is what really happened when Yuba played the rumba on the tuba. Well, perhaps some things are best left to the imagination. Last track now, and I thought I'd send you off in full regal style, and proving that Wurlitzers, when set up right, can be just as spectacular as their classical counterparts. So here's Waltz Droney on the Avini Mansion Wurlitzer, with a very famous tuba tune written by C.S. Lang. Well, that trumpet on chamade will have blown out any cobwebs growing on your speakers, and that was tuba tune, of course, to end this slightly unusually themed show of trumpets, bugles and tubas. Well, that's about your lot from me. If you've been listening to us live on Mechanical Music Radio, or if you've tuned in several months later, I do hope that you've enjoyed the show, and that, of course, you can find out what we're doing on our website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, we're probably on it. And do feel free to get in touch with any requests or any ideas. I'm always open to suggestions about what we can do. So from me, Damon Cox, signing off. Take care.